An efficient marketing strategy, a clear brand message, and a solid offer are all necessary for building a successful online business. But what do you do when you doubt the path that you're on? What happens next when you decide that it's finally time to pivot? And how in the world do you actually manage living an intentional life as a busy entrepreneur? I'm Alicia Robertson, and every week on the Intentionally Made podcast, I share tips and interviews with other women entrepreneurs from all different industries and walks of life on what it's really like to do business intentionally. From the mistakes they've made to how they've had to pivot into their sweet spot, the Intentionally Made podcast gives you a no BS look into what it's really like to build a successful life and business with intention. Let's get into this week's episode. Hey y'all, welcome back to another episode of the Intentionally Made podcast. So I'm super excited this week because I just did a thing. So I've talked about this thing on a few episodes earlier this year. It's been a thing that has been on my heart to do for a really long time now, but that thing is finally out in the world. So a few days ago, if you're listening to this episode, when it goes live, last week I got up the nerve at around like 8 o'clock at night to just send out an email and say that my new free online community called Intentionally Made, yes, it's also the name of this podcast, is now open for new members. So Intentionally Made is a online community for overwhelmed entrepreneurs, specifically women entrepreneurs, to gain the confidence, alignment, and support needed to build an intentional life in business. So one of the things that I have learned over nearly a decade of entrepreneurship is that being a business owner is hard. Between marketing, selling, figuring out what to offer, you know, creating content, showing up on a consistent basis, entrepreneurship is hard. But add in all that comes with entrepreneurship, with raising a family, working your 9 to 5, managing your mental health, prioritizing rest, wanting to travel, wanting to have a social life, and it just makes entrepreneurship 10 times more overwhelming. And I know because so many women experience those same scenarios where they are juggling so many things at the same time. They're a mom, they're, you know, running their business, they're still working a 9 to 5, they're trying to hold down the household. And a lot of times that overwhelm that a lot of us experience can cause us to give up on our dreams, to give up on our goals, to be an entrepreneur, to push our ideas and our, you know, own desires kind of to the back burner because we have so many other things going on. And I wanted to create a space where women who are feeling overwhelmed, women who want to run their business but also want to have this thriving lifestyle, can come together and just talk about the ebbs and flows of entrepreneurship. So I've talked about this, but you know, 2021 was a really hard year for me with my mental health and running a business and being a mom and a wife and all of these things added on to it. Like I honestly got to a point where I didn't think running my business was going to continue to be an option. But one of the best things that I have ever done in my career and over the past 10 years, almost 10 years as an entrepreneur, was to put myself in community with other women who were on similar paths as me, who understood what I was going through, who could be there to be my support system, who we could go back and forth and give each other feedback. And just having that support, having someone to say, no, you're not going to give up on that thing. No, you're not going to let this go. Someone to check in with you and say, hey, are you still working on that project? You know, I'm just holding you accountable. Having that support, having that accountability really will boost your confidence. It will help you to hang on to those dreams and those desires and when times get extremely overwhelming. And it really does do a lot for your confidence as an entrepreneur, especially as a woman entrepreneur who is probably juggling all the things. So I see the value in community so, so much. And I wanted to create a space where women like you could get that same support. So I created Intentionally Made for you to meet other women who are, again, on this similar journey as you, for you to find that alignment between your life and business. Because one of the big, also a big problem that I see among many women entrepreneurs is that you go and build this big business, but then you have to figure out how your life is going to fit around that. And while I don't believe in balance, I do believe that there can be some very intentional alignment between the life you're living and the business that you're building. And then I also want you to find the confidence in what you're doing inside of this community. We all have incredible gifts. We all have something that we have been intentionally made to do. And I fully believe that if women could just be more confident in that unique gift and that unique calling, that we could go out here and we could like take over the world more than what we really are. So I built this community as a safe space for you to really talk about the ebbs and flows of entrepreneurship, but also to gain that confidence, to figure out what you really want and what you desire so that you have that alignment between your life and business, and to, of course, find support needed amongst a community of women who get it. Like there is no coach, no course, no workshop that you can take, I promise you, that is going to be more valuable than being in community with people who understand you. So I'm so excited to have this community out into the world. Again, it has been something that I have been wanting to do for a really long time now. Like I got the idea, I believe, sometime early in 2021, but I didn't put it out. I was very hesitant to put it out into the world because it was already a hard year. I had my entire group coaching program that I really needed to focus on, and I just could not add anything else onto my plate. But when I sat down and I talked about this in a few podcast episodes back, I talked about how that one morning when I sat down and I thought about like, what would you do if money wasn't a factor? And one of the main things that really popped up for me during that journaling session was building community, building online community. And I've been, again, it was just so wild that it popped up because one, it's been something that I've been wanting to do for a really long time. But I've told you guys before that my group coaching program actually started out as a free community. Like it started out as a free community and it evolved from there. And I love that that was able to evolve into a group coaching program, but I really wanted to get back to the essence of building community. And a lot of people have asked me like, girl, why is it free? Like, why are you doing something free? And I know in a year where literally everyone is monetizing everything, putting out something free that is going to take up your energy sounds crazy, but I knew that I wanted it to be free for a few reasons. One, when I prayed about this, and trust me, y'all, I prayed about this for a really long time because after the year I had in 2021, I was not about to do anything that I didn't feel like God had co-signed. So I prayed about this thing for a long time. And I felt a really, really strong urge for this thing to be free. And I prayed about it. I was like, are you sure, Lord? Like, because I could be making money off of this. But for the majority of this community, it is free. And he was very, very clear on this being free despite my hesitations. And I think the biggest reason behind that is because one, writing is my main thing and I don't need anything else that will take my attention off of writing, if that makes sense. And I know when I start charging for things, especially on like a monthly or reoccurring basis, I feel like I have to continue to add more value. And that's exactly how my community, my membership community turned into a group coaching program, because I kept adding so much value that it ended up taking over and becoming my main thing when it was never supposed to be. So I knew with this that he was very clear to make it free, not only so that I could you know, put restraints on myself, but because also I didn't want there to be any reason for anyone who may need help or who may be seeking community to have that money barrier. So I didn't want for someone to say, wow, I really want to be in this space. I really do feel like this space would help me, but I can't because, you know, because of the money factor. I didn't want that to hold anyone back from getting the support that they really needed. So that's, you know, the two reasons why it is free. So it's not, you know, necessarily my main product of sorts. God told me to keep it free. And literally that's the only reason I needed to know. And then three, you know, I didn't want money to be a factor for those who really needed help and was really looking for that support. But there are some paid elements inside of the community. So while the community in itself, it's free. You can come in, you can join the live sessions. All of that is completely free. I do have a library of some of my older workshops and courses that I've taught over the years. It's called the Extended Learning Library inside of the community, where if you're looking for a little extra help on like a specific area of your business, those workshops and things are paid, but you do not have to pay to be a part of the community, to join in on the calls, to join in on the conversations and all of that. So there is, you know, some sort of, you know, payment type of thing added in there. But again, the overall community is free and like you don't have to pay to have access to that. So I'm just really, really excited to put this thing out into the world because it's crazy how all of these things have been lining up over the past year or so, and how much I really do just appreciate God's timing, like even down to the name Intentionally Made. So I rebranded the podcast, but it was my intentions when I changed the name of this podcast that this community was going to be called Intentionally Made. So like, that just shows you that I've been working on this for a really long time now. But I've owned this domain name for Intentionally Made for a really long time. I want to say almost 2 years. And the original reason why I bought it is completely different from what I'm doing with it today. But when I was praying on this idea for this community, when I was thinking about what I wanted this community's mission to be, Intentionally Made aligned with it so perfectly. And I thought about this name because we are all in similar industries. We may have similar audiences. We may have similar products or services. But at the end of the day, our unique gifts we've all been intentionally made to use our unique gifts for a very specific purpose, to impact the lives of those around us differently, to make a bigger impact on this world in a very specific way. And even though we're all in this same space, we've all been intentionally made to do something, you know, that is very unique to us, which is just so aligned with what I want this podcast to stand for and also this community as well. So just a little like background of where this community came from and how it came to be. But here's what you can expect in the Intentionally Made community coming up. So one, we have a private community, of course, that you can access either online or we have an app as well. And no, it is not a Facebook group because y'all know how I feel about Facebook. I know how y'all feel about Facebook. And I was not about to put our group in that container. One of the biggest reasons why, because I wanted to create a space that was free of distraction and that was not going to be altered depending on someone else's algorithm. And you know, that's what Facebook is. So we're actually hosting our community on Circle, which is a newer community platform, but a lot of great communities have been using it for a while, and it's a platform that I've been watching for a while too. So it is perfect for what we're doing. It's simple, it has an app, and I love it. And it's pretty because y'all know I love to brand things. Also, You can expect deep dive conversations with the other members inside of the group. So since we're talking about all things entrepreneurship, of course, we're talking business and we're talking business strategy. But I also want to use this space to dig into a lot of lifestyle topics that we also experience as well. So how are you planning to leave your 9-to-5 if that's your goal? If that's not your goal, how are you managing your time between your 9-to-5 and your business? How are you running your business with your children or your spouse? Or what to do if your spouse doesn't really support or understand your business? Like, I want to talk about all these different lifestyle topics, but from a lens of being a woman entrepreneur. There are also monthly chats with me and sometimes some friends where I will talk about business and mindset strategies and also answer all of your big questions. And then, of course, you wouldn't be inside of a membership if you didn't have any discounts and member-only perks. So you'll have discounts on live and pre-recorded workshops, plus some other little surprises that I have been planning. So this community is just, I want to say, the safe space for women entrepreneurs who are wanting help with their business, of course, but who are also wanting to talk about the ebbs and flows of entrepreneurship. If you want to talk about how people or how other women are managing it all, this is the space. If you're wanting to talk about how, you know, you're not getting any clients and you want to really feel like you can talk about that in a space where there is no judgment, this is the space for that. If you're wanting to talk about how this transition has been affecting your life or your marriage or your other relationships, like, this is the space to talk about that. We are so much more than entrepreneurs. And while I love talking about business, I love talking strategy and all those things, I really do understand that we have a whole life we have to live outside of our laptops, outside of our phones, outside of the strategies that we're putting out into the world. And there was really no space online where you could feel like you could talk about that without judgment and also talk about that with people who actually get it. Because we can talk about these things to our friends, but if our friends are entrepreneurs, they're not going to understand. Or you can talk about these things with your spouse, but if they're not an entrepreneur, they're not going to get it. And that can feel very isolating for someone who just wants to do what they love. So I've created this space for women like you to who really want help with more than just how to run their business. So Intentionally Made is open right now for new members. I was going to put a cap on it and close enrollment after we got 50 members, but I got 50 members before this episode went live. So I think I'm going to cap it off at 100 members. And I'm not going to accept any more members until probably next quarter, just so that we can test some things out so that everyone who is in there can get to know each other and get settled, and so that we can make sure all of our systems and processes and things are going well before we, you know, open up, you know, a new slew of people coming in. So if you would like to join us inside of Intentionally Made, all you have to do is go to intentionallymade.com, or you can go over to my website and go ahead and sign up and join us. And if you do decide to join us, I'm so honored that you've chosen this space, and I cannot wait to learn more about you, to learn more about the mission that you're on, and also to help support you in this space. All right, you guys. So that was this week's episode. Again, if you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to let me know. You can also rate and subscribe this show over on your favorite podcast app. And you can also take a little screenshot and head over to Instagram and let me know what you think. All right, you guys. I will talk to you next week. Before you go, if you enjoyed this episode, please don't forget to rate the show and leave a review over on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to these episodes. With your support, I'm not only able to produce better episodes for you each and every week, but it also makes it possible to spread the word about the importance around building your business with intention. And as always, thank you so much for listening to the Intentionally Made podcast.